Speak these words to manifest what you want instantly using the Law of Attraction.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. Thank you for subscribing to our podcast. And if you have the opportunity, leave us 5 stars or a positive review, whatever the platform calls for. We really appreciate it. So, you know, I ran into so many people that are struggling financially. And I said, you know, there's an easy way to make money. And so I wrote a book. It's called Money Like Magic. It's an ebook and it's free. You don't have to pay a cent for it. You don't even have to pay postage. You can download it within 2 minutes, within a minute after visiting lawofattractionsolutions.com. Visit lawofattractionsolutions.com. Get your free ebook, Money Like Magic. You can also claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. So, high flyers, I'm going to share with you 6 words that will help you manifest anything back. Question is, are you blocking what you deeply desire because you might have counter intentions? What is a counter intention? Counter intention, it's the opposite of what you want. So let's say you want an incredible relationship, and the counter intention is relationships cause pain. They're hard work, and I really don't want a relationship. Or let's say you want to make some money, and you're starting a business, but you keep running into struggles. You keep failing over and over and over again. It could be that your counter intention is money is bad. Rich people are bad. They're not very nice. I don't want to be like them. And so you avoid making the money that you deserve and desire. You may also have fears and doubts, which kind of go hand in hand with counter intentions. If you have fears and doubts, those fears and doubts are going to overwhelm you. They're going to pull you down. At the very least, they're going to slow you down. And the next thing is, do you have self-esteem issues? Do you really care what other people think about you? Are you changing the way you dress, the way you look, your beliefs to conform to your social group? You know, I went to an event the other night. Everybody there dressed exactly the same. About 70% of the people had baseball caps on. They had t-shirts that said various things. They had jeans and they had tennis shoes. I think I was the only male there that had an earring in his ear. Now, I'm not taking my earrings out or taking my boots off to conform to a particular group. I noticed that everybody was conforming, though. You don't have to do that. You are unique. You are priceless. Be you. Now, you can muscle test yourself, and you can Google muscle testing. You can muscle test yourself to understand better what you really desire, because you may consciously want something, but subconsciously, you may be fighting it. So one of the things I do, and it's very hard in an audio podcast to get this across, is muscle testing. But we have videos on our channel. There are a number of other channels on YouTube that have demonstrations of muscle testing. You can also use muscle testing to find out what your blocks are. I urge you, now this is a tough book. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not one of these books that you can read in a day. But I urge you to read Power Versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins. he goes into muscle testing in depth, and you'll understand what your blocks are and how to clear your blocks, specifically using the words that I'm going to give you here in a moment. Here they come. Are you ready? I am willing to receive all good things flowing into my life. I am willing to receive all good things flowing into my life. You might want to write that down. Here's the second set of words. I gladly accept love, abundance, and health that others have turned away. I gladly accept love, abundance, and health that others have turned away. There you go. Those two affirmations have meant so much for my life. And recently, this is not even on my script. Recently, I started using a new affirmation that I think is even more powerful. I am happy, healthy, and wealthy. I am happy, healthy, and wealthy. So I've been using that affirmation for about a month now, and I added to it the following. I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and strong. I am happy, healthy, wealthy, and strong. That means emotionally strong, physically strong, psychologically strong, and magnetically strong. So you might want to try that affirmation out as well. I think it's my favorite of the three, but they're all good. You might want to use all three of them. Do them as you fall asleep. Do them when you wake up in the morning. Do them when you're relaxing. Put yourself in a quiet, relaxing, meditative state and just repeat one of those affirmations over and over again. You'll see and feel and live the difference. Thank you so much. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.